Welcome to the Zapney Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, Dr. Gregory Robertson and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Zapney Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Zapney is the all-natural treatment for acne. Dr. Gregory Robertson has been treating acne for over a decade and has treated hundreds of patients using this all-natural product now available to the market under the Zapney brand. Dr. Robertson has brought this product to the market through his online website. His new product, Zapney, is a product anyone with acne can use with great results after only one treatment. It takes only 15 minutes to apply once a week as needed. Dr. Robertson is here to spread the word with our friends at Citizens for Health and is actively building a following on the company's social media channels and website. Citizens for Health and Building Fortunes Radio are proud to be able to introduce Zapney. And now on to our show with Dr. Gregory Robertson and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. So if you're alive and you're listening in live, thanks for being here. If you're still alive and you're listening to some of our archive shows, you probably found us by listening to www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and you found the special Zapney, Z-A-P-N-E section on that radio show, or maybe you were passed a link by a friend who said, you got to check this out, and it came to you on the form of any kind of device that you might be able to listen to anything online. So if you're on your smartphone, if you're on your tablet, if you're on your PC, your Macintosh, or maybe even your smartwatch, or any other listening device where you can listen to a radio show online, thanks for listening in. We, on our very first radio show for Zapney, had Dr. Gregory Robertson, and I would really recommend for those people that are interested in the Zapney product to take a listen to that original radio show that we did. Again, you'll find it on the Zapney section on buildingfortunesradio.com. Today, we've brought along a very special guest. Matter of fact, this special guest, his name is Jim Turner, and I have known each other maybe for a couple of years now, and I followed his work in the past, which is really kind of expansive and wonderful. And as he started to build with Citizens for Health, his role would be to find interesting products and handle a lot of the things that we're going to talk about today. And I asked Jim to be our radio show guest on this session, so you'll be able to learn about Citizens for Health, the introduction to the Zapney product line, and some of the causes that we're dealing with and making people aware of through his organization. So, Jim Turner, thanks for being here on our radio show.
Thank you very much, Peter. I appreciate it. It's a great opportunity.
Now, people can do a YouTube search for you and the wonderful things that you've done in the past and see how amazing that you are on different areas. But you are with an organization called Citizens for Health, and many people can go to the website citizens.org, and I'll spell it citizens.org, and you can find some of the really great things that you're working with. And then if you go to the store, you'll be able to buy the Zapney products. So, Jim, let's introduce people that may have never heard your voice before on our radio show with Building Fortunes Radio a little bit about Citizens for Health.
Citizens for Health was created in 1993 as the FDA moved to take restrictive actions against dietary supplements. And between its creation in late 93 and late 94, it sent over a million, close to a million and a half letters. This is pre-letters and cards. This was pre-internet time. A million to a million and a half cards and letters supporting the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Probably the largest outpouring of citizen comments to Congress. And that bill passed and created the framework that really fueled the takeoff of the dietary supplement industry, and it's a very positive law. There's a lot of attack on it at all times by mainstream food and drugs. The mainstream food industry and drug industry do not like the fact that dietary supplements exist because those supplements cut into their markets. If you can be healthy using supplements, you don't buy as many pharmaceuticals, and the pharmaceutical industry hates that. So that was the first big thing that Citizens did. We can talk about any of these at any point in this conversation, but subsequently to that, Citizens was very much involved in the organic food issue. And in the late 90s, 1999 and 2000, the Department of Agriculture sought to restrict, or actually not to restrict, but to undermine the definition of organic food. They were going to allow the addition of urban sewage, which contains heavy metals and pesticide residue, as organic. They were going to allow GMOs as organic. Genetically modified organisms in food. A number of other things were going to be allowed in food that would be called organic that we did not think were organic. And once again, the citizens' constituency generated about 250,000 letters to the Department of Agriculture. They'd never had more than 100 comments on a rule before that, and that was stopped in its tracks. They withdrew it. And then again, the FDA went after dietary supplements by trying to redefine the definition of disease, and they were going to include what we called stages of life. They were going to include pregnancy, aging, menopause. They were going to include all of those as diseases so that you could not make any claims about dietary supplements being useful in any of those categories. Once again, Citizens generated about 300,000 letters to FDA, again, a record number for comments, and they withdrew that that regulation. In 2010, Senator McCain and Dorgan, a Republican and a Democrat, launched a huge attack on the dietary supplement marketplace and dietary supplement consumers when they came out with a piece of legislation that was backed by the National Football League and Major League Baseball, hockey, all the main sports, track and so forth, all pushed by the Doping Commission that wanted to make dietary supplements regulated as if they were essentially controlled substances, because there were some products on the market which used steroids and called themselves dietary supplements. We took the position that these were violating the dietary supplement law, and the FDA should apply the authority it already had to keep these products off the market and keep them from being called dietary supplements. Citizens was the second national group to call attention to this and ring the bell, and ultimately 19 national citizens groups weighed in and hit Senator McCain so hard that within 23 days of his introducing the legislation, he withdrew it. These are the kinds of things that Citizens does. We are a voice of the natural consumer, the natural product consumer. We support organic foods. We support product choice. We support information. It's very, very important that this voice continue to be heard effectively. I want to take just a moment and make a simple point about the battle that's underway right now, as there is a major attack once again on dietary supplements fueled primarily by the food industry and the drug industry. They continue to argue that dietary supplements should be regulated as if they were drugs. In fact, dietary supplements are foods. They're a part of the food section of the Food and Drug Act. They are not drugs. They are the most heavily regulated foods. They have very strong, good manufacturing practices. They have very strong reviews of claims. They are a heavily regulated food. The idea that they are drugs is a misnomer, and it is a mistake, and it is a folly, and it should not be allowed. Drugs have a particular regimen of regulation. These are chemicals that are seriously and inherently dangerous that people take because the benefits of the product for their health, according to the FDA and to the companies, outweighs the inherent danger. That's what, from a regulatory point of view, a drug is. Dietary supplements are not inherently dangerous. So the law requires the FDA to show that there is a danger for a particular food additive, I'm sorry, for a particular dietary supplement, before it can actually regulate it off the market. It requires the burden of proof to be on the FDA. For the inherently dangerous products, like pharmaceuticals, the burden of proof is on the company that's manufacturing the product. So I just put that in there as a point that underpins Citizens for Health activities in protecting the natural marketplace. And we have a lot of allies and a very, very large number of consumers. Well over 50% of the public is using the products that Citizens for Health works on behalf of.
And I've learned so much about these types of things by hearing your very simple explanation, so I really appreciate that. For those people that are listening in, we do a special Citizens for Health radio show segment, and we do them from time to time as we squeeze this into Jim's schedule. You'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com, find that Citizens for Health segment, and then you'll be able to hear those specific topics. So, Jim, I really appreciate the introduction. I would safely say that I don't know what our world would be like if it wasn't for organizations like Citizens for Health standing up for us, because most people are oblivious to things like this happening. A lot of the stuff like McCain was going to produce or promote or get through the legislation or regulation would have happened in the middle of the night while everyone's sleeping, and then all of a sudden we woke up and we lost the ability to do the things that your industry and your organization has helped us to defend. But we're going to talk more about that stuff a little bit later on. Today, we're here to talk about Zapny. And tell us a little bit more about Citizens for Health and why you would even promote a company like Zapny and some of the reasons why.
All right. And just before I get into that, I do want to say one thing about the public. I think the public is very alert to these issues and quite aware of them. But the problem that we face is that everybody is overextended in our current culture. Everybody is working day and night to keep meat on the table or food on the table, and is working diligently to educate themselves and so on. And when something like the McCain bill comes along, it comes out of nowhere, and they have to make space in their bandwidth for that. One of the things that Citizens does is we do send out alerts, and our community, which is we have about 100,000 specifically identified consumer Citizens for Health consumer activists, plus we have our website on food identity theft, which has an extremely high social media rating. And what we like to do and what we hope to do is give people an alert so that they can take 2 or 3 minutes and have their voice heard, and we'll make sure it gets to the right place. And so we would really very much like to have people sign up for Citizens for Health, and we want to continuously build this list. We have our hardcore activists, plus we have a very strong social media following through our food identity theft project. Now, that brings us to the issue of Zapny. I've known the people who are doing the business side of Zapny for many years, and they are people who are committed to the natural product idea and the natural product reality. And they came to me with Zapny as a product because we started a program at Citizens for Health which said we want to combine our citizen activism with a marketplace presence so that we can be firmly behind products that will, in fact, advance the natural well-being of people. In the case of Zapny, this is a unique natural product that is actually sponges, small, tiny animals, from a freshwater lake in Russia that is about the size of Indiana. And it has been used for well over 100 years as a skin treatment item in the Russian world. And The doctor brought these into the United States about a decade ago and used them locally for his own practice and in the Los Angeles area, and had enormous positive success. Our folks who we worked with on natural products actually ran across him as patients and were so impressed with this product that they talked to us about using it in a way as our flagship project to launch what we think of as a key program in advancing the ability of citizen activists to be able to affect the marketplace and the world in which they live. What we want to do is to create a cash flow for an institution like Citizens for Health or any other consumer group, citizens group that wants to be involved in this, to be able to actually use funds that are generated by the ideas that they spread to advance those ideas. It's the idea of creating a synergy between the citizen activist and the individual who's looking for natural products. I call it getting the market behind the social agenda, or in this case, getting the market behind the natural agenda. We are very interested in maintaining a high-quality, natural marketplace, and we believe one way we can do that is by participating, you know, roll our sleeves up and get into the market, ensure the quality of the products, make them work, be available to receive complaints, and work with the companies that are putting these into existence, these products, and create something that is very valuable to the individuals who use it and advances the set of ideas that we are advancing as part of the natural products marketplace. The product itself does comply with the FDA monograph on acne treatments, and it avoids the maximum the benzoyl peroxide component in most acne products, which is a dangerous product which should be avoided. It is not one of those things that's natural. We believe that this product, Zapne, has a real opportunity to be effective and to be useful in helping individuals with acne problems. It is brought to us through the group that I mentioned to you, people that we've been involved with in the past, through their new company called Next Natural, and they will be creating additional products, and Citizens for Health will be involved in making sure that those products meet the kinds of quality and natural standard requirements that we think are important. And we are also talking with some other people that are in our network, very strong supporters of Citizens for Health, who will be bringing other products and services into our store. The basic premise is to use the market to advance the social ideas that underlie the natural product, natural living world.
Excellent. Jim, we're going to take a little station break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Jim Turner, who runs Citizens for Health. Website is citizens.org, and we're talking about Zapne. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Zapne Radio Show, brought to you by Citizens for Health on buildingportionsradio.com with Dr. Gregory Robertson and Peter Mingles. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to buildingportionsradio.com. That's www.buildingportionsradio.com. Zapne is the all-natural treatment for acne. This new product, Zapne, is a product anyone with acne can use with great results after only one treatment. It takes only 15 minutes to apply once a week as needed. Zapne is an all-natural alternative to harsh chemicals that are difficult to apply and can be potentially harmful. You can find out more by going to Zapne.com. When ordering Zapne, please do it through the store for Citizens for Health on the website www.citizens.org, or through the link on the Zapne Show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. Dr. Gregory Robertson is here and actively building a sales force to spread the word about Zapne. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the Zapne Radio Show link to learn more and hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to Zapne Radio, and now back to our show.
Okay, we're back. Peter Ringles here. You're on Building Fortunes Radio. If you're listening in live, thanks for being here live. If you are alive and you want to hear this again, make sure that you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com and then find the sections in this specific segment for Zapney, and you can listen to one of the first radio shows where Dr. Gregory Robertson talked about the product, and then obviously where it's really favoring Jim Turner on Citizens for Health because they do such amazing things. And if you go to citizens.org, you'll be able to find out about those amazing things. And as far as huge level of respect all over the place, and has made a very big difference. And Jim, you guys do things, I'm going to playfully say, the right way. There are some people that go after things maybe in an unorthodox way, like the gentleman who took the gyrocopter and flew onto the White House lawn to deliver the 535 messages to the people over in the White House. You don't do it that way. There's a more diplomatic way to do it. There's a better way to do it. You don't have to go to jail by doing this to be an activist and educate people on how this stuff is done. But let's talk about Zapney and some of the challenges, because not just challenges with Zapney, but challenges with competitive products on the market. You mentioned something about benzoyl peroxide. I'm not a chemist. I'm not a pharmacist. So what are some of the challenges, if you know, about that specific product, and why are we fighting this?
Well, it doesn't. It is a very difficult regimen of treatment. I happened at one point to be involved with one of the other major acne products, which has been extremely difficult for people to use. Accutane. It's for very serious acne, and it actually does work, but it carries enormous side effects. The benzoyl peroxide products, which are not as difficult as Accutane, do in fact take. You use them quite frequently, rather than the one time a week with Zapney. And in many European countries, they have actually either restricted or banned the benzoyl peroxide because of its side effects. And it's not something that you really want to use if you can find another thing that works for you that is more gentle, more natural, less demanding, and easy to try. And then once you try it, realize that it's working and you can stay away from that more dangerous product.
And so if you want to, for those people that are listening in, if you want to hear a little bit more about the stories behind Accutane, the story that Dr. Gregory Robertson told about Accutane in his practice is worth listening to. So make sure you pick up that first radio show that we did with him. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, find the Zapney section, listen to that very first thing we did, and he tells you the Accutane story. And if you've never really heard it from the doctor's perspective of what he had to do with his patients being able to take that product, you'll see why people would search out an all-natural product. So for those people that are looking for those all-natural products, make sure you do go to the store on Citizens for Health. So you go to citizens.org, find the store, because it won't be in that store unless it fits Jim Turner's definition. So, Jim, I just wanted to throw that in there, because if you heard Dr. Robertson's story about Accutane, you would say, it's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, in my own work, I actually worked when Accutane was coming on the market many years ago, back in the late 70s, early 80s. I really worked hard to force information out about what was obviously going to be a serious danger. It's a prescription product, and it has very serious side effects. And the idea of monitoring it on an ongoing basis and making sure that all the information about the side effects and so forth was available was one of the things that we pushed very hard for. Citizens for Health didn't exist in those days, but the group I was working with then worked really hard to make sure that that information got out there. And one of the reasons that Accutane is under as much scrutiny and restriction as it currently is, and that Dr. Robertson is able to even talk about it the way that he does, is that that information did get out there into the market and did have impact in terms of letting people know the risks they were taking. But the point of Dr. Robertson's involvement, and he did got involved more about a decade ago because of his unhappiness with the products that were then on the market. His involvement was to find something that you could use that would address much of the acne problem. Some of the most serious acne requires much more serious intervention, but much of the basic acne problems can be addressed by the Zapny product in a way that is very gentle, very unintrusive, and it provides a natural alternative to the stuff that's going on, of which Accutane, I think, is the worst example.
It's pretty scary stuff. Okay, so, Jim, we only have about 2 or 3 minutes. Let's introduce to everyone and obviously bring everybody over to the Citizens for Health radio show that we're going to do as well. But we're talking about Zapny on this radio show, so make sure you go to both places, because if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the Zapny section, you'll hear the wonderful things about this specific product. But you'll also learn a lot of things about what we're putting in the store for the company that's producing and working with Zapny, introducing some other health-related products. So if you're looking for those alternatives, make sure you check out citizens.org. That's CITIZENS.ORG, and check out the stuff in the store. Jim, I'm going to give you the last minute or two, and then we're going to, of course, have you back.
We want to be sure that the marketplace can express the natural healing ideas and the natural living ideas that are the backbone of the public policy activities of Citizens for Health. And we urge everyone who shares those. These are things like biochemical individuality, the right to individual choice and information, the ability to actually match our own particular selves with the context of the world that we live in, but to live naturally. That means, you know, access to organic food, which we want to broaden. We'd like to even get to biodynamic food. The idea is to create a framework that is a policy framework that causes our policymakers to understand that there is a very large constituency out here pushing hard for these ideas, and we would like that constituency to also be able to express those ideas in a specific marketplace that will advance their well-being, their natural living, and the ability of groups like Citizens for Health and other citizens groups to carry on their work in moving these ideas into the policy arena.
Perfect. All right, we're done. Thank you very much, Mr. Jim Turner, Citizens for Health, the Zapny product line. Make sure you go to check it out on citizens.org. If you want specific product information about Zapny, of course, you can go to zapny.com, Zapne.com. But if you're going to order, order from citizens.org. Go to the store. When you order from there, that helps support all of the different things that we're working on over here for Citizens for Health. So, Jim Turner, thanks for being here. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye for now.
Thank you a lot, Peter.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Zapny Radio Show, brought to you by Citizens for Health on buildingfortunesradio.com with Dr. Gregory Robertson and Peter Mingles. Thanks for listening. Zapny is a product anyone with acne can use with great results after only one treatment. It takes only 15 minutes to apply, just once a week as needed. Get involved and help spread the word about Zapny. Place your order through the Citizens for Health store on www.citizens.org. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more Zapny segments with Dr. Gregory Robertson and Peter Mingle. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Dr. Robertson, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening in and ask you to go spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.